Well, hello. You know, I don't know who you are or where you are, but I know this. I know you are a human being, and I know you're on the planet. And I know things could be better, right? Of course, things always could be better than they are in any and every situation. And the thing that keeps them from being what we would like them to be in any situation is this big word, afflictions. I put it in capital letters in my notes, because I'm persuaded that everyone has afflictions. Of course, they vary in degrees and intensity from 1 to 10. But what to do with afflictions? Well, that's the question. First of all, I must recognize and know down deep in my inner man that good's going to come from this affliction. And further, God has allowed somehow this affliction to come. There was this guy that was really going through some heavy afflictions, and he was walking one day through one of the botanical gardens in Oxford, and he noticed this really pretty pomegranate tree. It had a stem which was cut almost through, and he even asked out loud, "What's happened?" Well, the gardener nearby replied with this answer, which answered this man's question. And the gardener said, "This tree used to shoot so strongly that it bore nothing but leaves. I then had to cut it in this manner. Now, when it's almost cut through, it's begun to bear plenty of fruit." Now, I liken it also to the lawn. When I cut my lawn, those blades of grass don't like the blade of the lawnmower. But after they are cut, then they are open to receive water more than before they were, let's say, wounded, and my lawn has a beautiful experience. Well, the bottom line is this. We have to accept, my friend, and I use the word grace and the power of the Holy Spirit to see how God's going to use our afflictions. It's a hard saying, but they said that about some of the words of Jesus also. And Scripture speaking regarding God saving us out of our afflictions or upholding people in affliction, being a refuge for those who are afflicted, comes from Isaiah 49:13. Reads like this: "Be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, for the Lord will have mercy upon his afflicted." Can you trust him in that, my friend? My prayer is, Lord, amid everything, the bad and the worst, would you bless this one in a very special way? Have mercy on them, sustain them in the affliction, and give them the faith to believe that is in the case of the pomegranate, the good's going to come from the bad. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm glad you called, and following the signal, as always, you can talk to me if you'd like. Goodbye.